Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, April 7th, 2020. The following is an excerpt of my review of the new Netflix film, Crip Camp. A new Netflix documentary called Crip Camp opens with an eclectic credit sequence set to the tune of For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Images of hippies in the 60s fill the screen, transporting viewers back to the era of Woodstock and social revolution. But in this case, all of the teenagers featured playing rock music and smoking have disabilities, and their story marks the beginning of a larger Crip movement. Directors Jim Lebrecht and Nicole Newnham tell the story of a free-spirited summer camp in the 50s and 60s that was designed for teenagers with disabilities. Diagnosed with spina bifida at a young age, Lebrecht was for the longest time the only individual with a visible disability among his friends and peers. That all changed during the summer of his 15th year, when his life transformed at Camp Jened. Contrary to the discrimination, restrictions, and prejudices that Lebrecht and others like him experienced in the outside world, at Camp Jened, they were free to express themselves and form a tight community. Counselors treated them not as outcasts or burdens on society, but as people. Like many of his fellow campers, Lebrecht blossomed socially and engaged in his first romantic relationship at Jened. As I watched the film with my parents the other day, several things struck me. On the one hand, the sense of community among the campers echoed my own experiences at SMA conferences and in my work. Footage of their conversations about family life and relationships reflected many talks that I've had with my friends in wheelchairs, even despite the generational gap. Yet, watching the film's second half presented me with stark and harsh realizations about my community's history. While Lebrecht and his Jened family formed their own utopia that summer, they left to return to a world that didn't want them to exist. About midway through, Lebrecht and Newnham show how things in America began to change when the realities of disability institutions became public knowledge. In a particularly horrific scene, the film provides an inside look at Willowbrook, one of the most notorious institutes in the U.S. for people with physical and mental disabilities. Seeing the archived footage of emaciated bodies barely moving, and attendants feeding them meager rations of porridge, I immediately thought of Nazi concentration camps. As the story plays out, however, viewers see that the seeds of revolution were planted at Camp Jened. As a result of the community they formed, many of the campers became pioneers of the early disability rights movement. At the forefront was Judy Heumann, a former counselor at Jened and a legendary activist today. Crip Camp quickly establishes her as the film's lead protagonist, and rightfully so. Her tenacious attitude and fierce determination led to the fight for Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. For more of this column, please check out our main website at smanewstoday.com and visit our forums to discuss this film. Have you seen it yet? We'd love to hear from you. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums moderator and blogger. How is everybody doing? If there's anything you want to talk about, I encourage you to share over in our forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. As you can imagine, COVID-19 is still a popular topic of discussion. We've been talking about getting or not getting Spinraza treatments during this uncertain time, as well as how we're handling scheduling caregivers. Many have canceled outside help altogether. Others, like myself, have kept a schedule and are trying to be extra cautious. Each choice has its pros and cons. How are you guys handling the caregiver situation in your household? We're also sharing tips that are helping us get through this. Alyssa shared how her family handles outside deliveries. Kevin gave us his podcast recommendations. He also gave us a review of the documentary Crip Camp that's available on Netflix. It sounds like it revolves around the early stages of the disability rights movement, From what I hear, it's worth a watch. Apparently, I'm one of the only few around the globe who doesn't have Netflix. If you do have it, check it out and let us know what you think. To learn more about any of these topics, head to our forums. Again, it's at smanewstoday.com/forums. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.